present takeover bid of the US company Pfizer values the UK pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca at over £60 billion. So far, AstraZeneca's board have rejected Pfizer's offer, and politicians and commentators are expressing alarm at what a merger between the two companies might mean for British jobs and British tax revenues. But why are Pfizer so interested in acquiring AstraZeneca? And is it actually such a bad thing for Britain if they do? Well, George Freeman is a former venture capitalist. He's now Conservative MP for Mid Norfolk and also the life sciences advisor to the government.
For the last 50 or so years post-war, we've been able to rely on the pharmaceutical industry to bring us every year new drugs, new treatments, new devices, a constant stream of extraordinary medical innovations. And if one thinks back, cancer, even 20, 30 years ago, was a death sentence. 98% of women now survive breast cancer. So extraordinary advances, but we have a problem in the pharmaceutical sector worldwide. The cost and time of developing new medicines has got too long and too high. They can't afford to develop new medicines for us. We in the West can't afford anymore to buy these incredibly expensive new medicines. And increasingly, what we've realized is the more we know about disease and the more we know about genetics, actually, what was yesterday the blockbuster drug that we wanted, today isn't. What we need now are targeted and personalized medicines. And the more scientists are unlocking the science to understand disease, it's actually breaking down the market. So the whole model is changing, and the big pharmaceutical industries, companies are really having to reinvent themselves. And today, it's all about working in hospitals with patients, with charities, looking at patients who've actually got disease and designing drugs for the patients who really need them. For too long, we've been buying drugs that the industry promises will work in everybody. And actually, in order for them to be safe in everybody, they're not working effectively in every patient. We're wasting a lot of money giving the wrong drugs to the wrong people.
So how will this proposed merger between Pfizer and AstraZeneca deliver a solution to that problem?
This merger is absolutely driven by this dynamic. Here in the UK, we set out 3 years ago, the Prime Minister set out a groundbreaking 10-year life science strategy to make Britain the best place in the world to develop modern medicines. AstraZeneca, last year, in a stunning announcement, completely reinvented the way they work as a company. They closed down their old factories and moved to Cambridge, England, and to embed themselves in the extraordinary cluster of hospital, university, and little companies. Pfizer, in many ways, have been the poster child for what the industry has been doing for the last few decades, buying up other companies in the quest to continue to deliver profits. But all these industries, all these companies, have got a basic problem that their pipeline of new drugs is getting weaker. And so when Pfizer announced that they're buying AstraZeneca, it's an extraordinary moment. And the question in the industry is this Pfizer buying the AstraZeneca model of 21st century drug design? Or is this the last gasp, if you like, of the old model of a pharmaceutical company buying the other one out to disguise their underlying weakness in their pipeline?
But cynics could say, George, that why doesn't Pfizer just reinvent itself the way that AstraZeneca have then, if it's so successful?
That's a really interesting question. And many people in the industry and many people within Pfizer are very excited by the fact that Pfizer are buying into this UK model of a hospital-based 21st century medicines design through acquiring AstraZeneca. And so there's a really interesting question here, I think, for the UK. I think we ought to be neutral about who owns these companies. The question is the research being done in the UK? Are British patients going to benefit? Are British patients going to start getting access to new medicines again? There's a parallel here with the automotive industry. Through the crisis in the 70s, the British car industry has reinvented itself through Formula One, high-end components and supply chain. We've now become a net exporter of cars again. Now, the companies making those cars are largely foreign-owned, but the employment, the R&D, the technology, the assembly, the factories, the jobs are here in Britain. And there's a similar thing going on in the pharmaceutical industry. I think we should be focusing on the level of commitment that companies like Pfizer and AZ are making to R&D and not worry so much about the ownership. The truth is these are global companies with global investor shareholder bases, global management. They're international businesses. The key is, are they investing here in Britain in research for the benefit of British patients? What we should be doing, I think, is saying to Pfizer, and indeed to AstraZeneca, we will sign with you a 10-year research agreement. We, the UK government, all the agencies involved here, will sign a 10-year research agreement. They're very standard in the industry, in which we make a series of reciprocal commitments to you and you to us. We'll commit to all the things we set out in our strategy, to adopt innovative medicines more quickly, fast tracking of clinical trials, quicker recruitment of patients, less bureaucracy, more access to working with doctors and patients in the NHS through the National Institute for Health Research. That is the key to unlocking what we all want to see, which is investment in the UK.
Member of Parliament George Freeman, who's also the UK government's life sciences advisor.